I'm going to revisit this in the fourth hour in more detail, but I wanted to start getting into it now. So Tucker Carlson last Friday had Nick Fuentes on. It's kind of hard to cover this because there's so many angles to it. I'm trying to condense it down in my mind right now what to hit in just this limited time. But he had him on, and then the Israel lobby came out and said, basically, Tucker's Hitler, which he's not. And then that only makes it the interview bigger. And obviously the people doing these attacks know that. And then I heard that there was a quote by one of the top American pro-Israel Zionists, Josh Hammer, basically calling for the elimination of Tucker. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Then I actually read what he wrote. And it's just insane. He says, the fox is now comfortably ensconced in the hen house. And unless the fox is neutralized, the victim could be the entire extent of the GOP coalition itself. So you kill a fox. So it's not just saying neutralize, it's a classic term for assassination. You're saying like a fox in a hen house. And they start threatening the Heritage Foundation, saying we're going to take your donors. Well, the head of the Heritage Foundation came out and responded and said we're not going to be bullied or intimidated. So this is a real Waterloo moment for the Zionist lobby, and they don't know when to quit. Here's the clip of the head of the Heritage Foundation not backing down, and then we'll come back with Dale Bigtree. Here it is.
I have more to say on this in the coming days, but today I want to be clear about one thing. Christians can critique the state of Israel without being anti-Semitic. And of course, anti-Semitism should be condemned. My loyalty as a Christian and as an American is to Christ first and to America always. When it serves the interests of the United States to cooperate with Israel and other allies, we should do so, with partnerships on security, intelligence, and technology. But when it doesn't, conservatives should feel no obligation to reflexively support any foreign government, no matter how loud the pressure becomes from the globalist class or from their mouthpieces in Washington. The Heritage Foundation didn't become the intellectual backbone of the conservative movement by canceling our own people or policing the consciences of Christians. And we won't start doing that now. We don't take direction from comments on X, though we are grateful for the robust free speech debate. We also don't take direction from members or donors, though we are inherently grateful for their support. And we're adding more every day. This is the robust debate we invite with our colleagues, our movement friends, our members, and the American public. We will always defend truth. We will always defend America, and we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right. I disagree with, and even abhor, things that Nick Fuentes says. But canceling him is not the answer either. When we disagree with a person's thoughts and opinions, we challenge those ideas in debate. And we have seen success in this approach as we continue to dismantle the vile ideas of the left. As my friend Vice President Vance said last night, what I am not okay with is any country coming before the interests of American citizens, and it is important for all of us, assuming we are American citizens, to put the interest of our own country first. That's where our allegiance lies, and that's where it will stay.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, it's JonesStar.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him while.
If you don't mind, a bottle that fills too.
You like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about it breaking open or.
Like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
InfoWars.com.
I represent science.
A bioterrorist attack is the
nightmare scenario.
You will eat the bugs.
Destroy the child.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
Get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We have on screen Fauci summoning his hordes the last 5 years, but now we've got Tulsi Gabbard saying he's under massive criminal investigation. Could not be a better time to have Del Bigtree, who I've known for probably 20 years, who's a former big-time national TV producer, who just saw the stuff behind the scenes and had to get involved. He headed up as the CEO of Maha Alliance, current CEO of ICAN, Informed Consent Action Network, and former communications director for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There have been some of the biggest developments, positive yet, you're going to chronicle here, and just hopefully also just kind of a synopsis of what Kennedy's been able to do, because I don't think people are aware of how massive it's been, how revolutionary this is. I've said clearly Kennedy, out of all the other great people we've got, like Gabbard and others, is clearly getting the most done, but it's been quite the battle, and he's had a lot of heavy, you know, powerful groups come after him, but survived so far. But we need to not, you know, take this for granted. So Del Bigtree, thehighwire.com, and so much more at Del Bigtree on X. I really want you to give us the Maha address, because you've got more energy than I've got, And if I ask questions, it's going to distract from things. You look at the camera. Okay. You sent us all these clips, all this. You're hosting right now all the huge new studies, the wins in the vaccine courts. I mean, you were saying it during the break. We have the initiative. We have the science. We've turned the tide.
I think we've turned the tide. I was just saying to you, I believe actually what you're about to watch taking place now over the next couple of days and weeks is a total transformation of the truth and the reality as we now know it. I'm going to talk later on about my new film, An Inconvenient Study, which is one of the biggest vaccinated versus unvaccinated studies that was ever done by Henry Ford Health. But let's look at Kennedy right now. Let's look at what's taking place. The attack upon Bobby has been the attack that's always been on you, Alex, or me, or anyone that challenges the dogma around the pharmaceutical industry, its stranglehold on our government, its stranglehold on our television sets. So just to know what Bobby's up against as he took that mantle at HHS secretary, you have to recognize that he was stepping into a nation where the number one most powerful lobby in Washington is the pharmaceutical industry. It's also the most powerful industry and lobby of the world. The COVID pandemic is not possible if pharma is not controlling the WHO, Gavi, Bill Gates, all of these players taking away our rights. It's the greatest attack on sovereignty we've ever seen in America. And no one ever predicted that an attack on our First Amendment rights, our civil rights, our, you know, even our Second Amendment rights, our rights to body sovereignty would come from a health initiative. Maybe this is the brainchild of Bill Gates. We can get into that. But what you're looking at, when Robert Kennedy Jr. stepped into HHS secretary, I was standing in the Oval Office when it happened. And I'll tell you, I stood by his side as he ran for president. I was his director of communications. But in that moment, when he put his hand on the Bible, first of all, my first thought was, God is good. This is a miracle that is taking place right here. I also, you know, in that humble moment, recognizing none of us imagined that this was possible. We ran for president. We knew something big was going to happen, whether he got president or not. We just knew something dynamic. We were being led. We felt spiritually guided. Bobby is a great, spiritual, beautiful human being. But when I was staring at him and saying, HHS secretary, none of us predicted this could happen. We were running him for president so that he could choose an HHS secretary. And so here he is. He's going to run the most powerful position in health in the world, the most hated man, maybe number two by mainstream media to Donald Trump, but hated. We could not get him on any news channels while he was running as an independent, most successful independent campaign for president, by the way, in history. We had to get more signatures to get on the ballots in all 50 states, which was accomplished. And then the DNC started stewing, trying to get him kicked off of the ballot. But all along the way, he was successful with that independent run. We only had two interviews. Did you know that? On CBS, all the mainstream news during his entire 2.5 year run, two interviews on mainstream news.
And Trump campaign finally took a note from you guys and did the same thing with the podcast, totally overpowered.
That's it. We overpowered it with new media. And so, you know, as you stand there and watch that take place, they said, we have done it. We've pulled off the greatest PR coup in history. This man's hated by mainstream media. They're terrified of him. They won't let him on. And he's hated by the pharmaceutical industry, most powerful lobby in Washington. And here he is swearing into the most powerful position in health in the world. It's a miracle.
And I would say for what he's up against, he's over-delivering. People realize the chronicling of what is going on.
So let's get into that. I mean, now you have like six surgeon generals or whatever lining up saying, well, Bobby Kennedy is danger. Oh, you mean the same six surgeon generals that oversaw all the chemical dyes that have been in our children's cereal for decades and no one's ever done anything about it? You mean the same surgeon generals that allowed arsenic and lead in the baby food, which is finally coming out because of Robert Kennedy Jr., cleaning up, you know, the formulas and the baby food, our precious, innocent babies that not a single surgeon general before Robert Kennedy Jr. ever did anything about, or HHS secretary? And then he goes in and gets mercury out of our vaccines, finally? I mean, finally, we're going to get mercury, thimerosal out of our vaccine.
And kills the recommendation for COVID shots.
Kills the recommendation, turns into shared decision-making, a term you're going to hear more and more about, which is, this is your choice. It's a decision between you and your doctor. The government shouldn't be planting itself in there. You know, you look at the fact that Tylenol, I mean, this is something I know you've reported. I've reported on decades. Tylenol is leading to autism because it's taking away the glutathione and our ability to detoxify all the chemicals and stuff that is in our environment, in our water, in our food. By the way, all things that have been said to be safe by our HHS secretaries that were before Robert Kennedy Jr. Everything that's poisonous, whether it's the pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate sprayed on the crops and our food, whether it's, you know, the fluoride in our water, or it's the bisphenol plastics or the forever chemical PFAS. What I would say to people in the vaccines, whatever is poisoning us, probably a toxic soup of all of them, every one of these products was said to be safe by our regulatory agencies, the regulatory agencies of the United States of America.
And we know we're the sickest country on earth.
We know we are the sickest country on earth. We have the sickest generation of children we have ever seen in this country. And now more than 50% have a chronic disease. And Bobby Kennedy just reported the new CDC numbers. 76.4% of adults in America have chronic disease. That is astronomical, either a neurological disorder or an autoimmune disease. 75% of America's kids could not qualify and make it through the physical rigors and health tests to get into our military. So only 25% of our kids would be able to join the military if we needed them. We are on the verge of complete and total collapse. So anyone that thinks that they should be against Robert Kennedy Jr., look what he's done. Then, first of all, both Trump and Bobby, you know what it says to me, Alex? I think we've sat here and believed for my entire lifetime, it's a big aircraft carrier, the government, and it's really hard to get anything done. You really just got to take your time. These guys are going in, removing chemical dyes on day one from all of our food supply. Incredible. Getting lead and arsenic out of our baby food on day two. Incredible. Telling us about Tylenol and making Tylenol have to stand up and admit what it's always known.
By the way, it's always been known. I mean, I've never
always been known. You know, leucovorin, finally a drug being put out by the FDA, supported by the FDA, that is having really great effects in helping
autistic kids. Explain that.
Incredible. I mean, this drug looks like a miracle drug. Now, I've talked to enough parents of autism, and they'll say, look, if you've met one child with autism, you've met one child with autism. Not everything works for everybody, but incredible miracle results are going viral right now of people that are finally trying this drug with their kid, leucovorin, you know, approved by Marty McCary. The FDA has now said this is a viable drug. So we're actually seeing treatments for autism. By the way, do you know what that means? What that means is a recognition by our health agency that autism can be cured, which means it's not genetic. This is one of the biggest things that people aren't paying attention to. Up until Robert Kennedy Jr., we're supposed to believe that every autistic child has always been here. It's a genetic thing that happens to some kids. And now, even though it's 1 in 12.5 in California boys, insane number, by the way, it's always been like that. There's nothing we can do. There's no environmental causes of it. Well, that's all come crashing down.
And we know why it's boys. We've always known.
Simply by saying there's a drug that can make it better means this thing can be cured. If it can be cured, you can't cure your DNA. You can't cure a genetic problem. You can cure
environmental
effect. It shows it's environmental, which a lot of people miss that headline.
For those that don't know, I mean, this was known, as you know, 40 years ago. Boys have a weaker blood-brain barrier than girls.
Right.
Tylenol basically dissolves the glutathione that does that, so everything else gets through. It's simple. It lowers your defenses, which you could say is an adjuvant or an accelerant for everything else bad. Right. So boys are already weaker. People go, wait, boys are stronger muscle-wise, but any physician will tell you, females are, as babies or adults, women live longer.
They do better in space, I think, in space capsules.
In the entire mammal family, females are stronger for insults.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, I just sort of jot
it
down.
An insult is an attack on the body.
You know, you're finally looking at hepatitis B. This is massive. We have the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Bobby went in and fired all of ACIP, you know, people, the news agents were reaching out and saying, isn't that heavy handed? It's like, what are you talking about? This man ran.
They were all placed by Big Pharma.
They've been placed by Big Pharma. When Bobby
Kennedy,
so you
wanted to purge,
saying,
he ran on a purge.
It.
He did it.
I'm going to purge all of the corruption inside of government, all of the inside dealings, the revolving door. It starts with ACIP. This is the group that approved every vaccine our children are taking with never having a placebo trial, period. That is a fact. Everyone can
and
take
all the claim of, oh, it's all been tested. All a lie, all exposed.
All a lie, totally unscientific.
So how do the bad guys strike back, though? That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I mean, that is why I am so, you know, passionate right now. We have this window of opportunity right now with President Trump, with Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't know how much Bobby Kennedy is going to be able to get done. He's got 50,000 employees under him. I imagine that 49,900 of them are stabbing him in the back and trying to keep anything from getting done because they're all the status quo and they work for pharma. But he's getting these things done. How much will he get done? That is not the big point. The big point right now is, what are we going to do as citizens right now? We have a stay of execution. We would have been censored. Your show would have been over. Had the Biden administration or Kamala Harris come in, it was done for all of us online. They're going to end misinformation.
And we have the moral high ground, and we're winning the info war. What did his uncle say? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your government, your country.
That's absolutely
right. This is
right.
The time to be maximum engaged. This is our beachhead. This is our crack in the enemy armor.
Absolutely. And, man, we've also got another election coming up here. And if there's one thing that these elections have proved, you know, Alex, it's that our vote still counts. It may not count for very much longer, and maybe there's a lot of manipulation. I think Donald Trump is probably overcoming incredible odds when he wins these elections.
A huge landslide made it over the seawall of fraud.
But this midterm election will decide the fate of Robert Kennedy Jr. You know, is MAHA going to show up? Are you going to show up and continue this incredible work that is proving out, that is protecting our children, that is cleaning up our food supply, cleaning up our water supply, you know, cleaning up and getting real studies
done on
vaccines?
This is the greatest
vaccines.
Reform in U.S. history since the start. Hands down, what Kennedy's done, what we've done getting him in. We're not just saying this, folks. This is dramatic. He only got approved, put in like 7-8 months ago. I've never seen such actual reform this quick. This is insane.
He has done more in 8 months than every HHS secretary combined in my lifetime. I believe that you could take that to the bank.
By the way, I look at his schedule. Yeah. It's even more intense than Trump's. He is crisscrossing the country.
Yes.
In coach,
right? Isn't that amazing? This is the thing. I mean, I got to work with this guy. I'm telling you, you've never met someone that is got this level of, you know, compassion. He's empathetic. He really doesn't like the cameras. He doesn't want to have cameras in his face. He's not there for some celebrity. He was born a celebrity. He never needed the celebrity. He is putting it all on the line.
Oh, you can see, though, in everything he does, he's very zenned out.
He is.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's the only way to handle it, man. He is under perpetual attack by all of the media.
You said, he prayed to God to put him in a position to save the children.
That's it.
And now he's been given that. You can tell he's on a mission. He's doing it. Trump has the same attitude. He just doesn't. He doesn't care about the attacks. He's just moving forward.
I mean, beyond that, they don't care about the attacks. They don't care about the threats. I mean, look at a world. We live in a world where people are actually being assassinated. I mean, it's incredible. And it lasts the news cycle for a couple of days, man. We all had to say recently, a friend of mine just got assassinated. I mean, that was a crazy moment to have to deal with. And having been with Bobby in a
top Democrats
could not
celebrate
get security. Remember, Bobby couldn't get security. I mean, the entire reason that any candidate in America has security prior to being president is because of the assassination of his father, and his namesake runs for president, and Joe Biden denies him security. It was absolutely incredible.
And then he just, but still,
walked forward, fearless, and got himself all the way into a position where now he is making changes like we've never seen. And no matter what we think is important, there's so much that is going on. If the health of our children and the future of our species is not the most important issue of this nation and our own body sovereignty, I always say it this way. We are not free citizens, Alex, if we don't control what goes into our body. If I can be injected,
you're a slave.
Whatever the government puts in me, if my children can be injected, number one, then that means their property, the U.S. government. They're not my kids. They're the U.S. government's kids.
Well, let's expand on that, because you're throwing out so many facts. When you said we're going to collapse, we're on the verge of collapse, all the actuaries, insurance numbers show it. With what's happening in healthcare and how sick we are, we are going to collapse if we don't fix this. I mean, that's a number. That's a fact.
That's a fact. We are unable to now be exceptional as Americans. We are too sick. Bobby, you know, would say a line when he was giving speeches I always thought was so powerful. He would say, a healthy person has 1,000 dreams, and a sick person only has one. And we have reduced now 76.4% of our population to having just one dream. I just want to feel better. I want to be healthy. And they're unaware that they're being poisoned by products that our regulatory agencies told them was safe and may even be in the form of vaccines, forcing them to take in order to go to work, in order to go to school. Now what we see, these totally untested products from the beginning that in the studies that we're going to discuss here, our incredible Peter McCullough study, making 126 studies looked at worldwide now, showing a direct correlation between vaccines and autism. He says there's multifactorial. There's so many things that studies have shown when they looked at every study of autism, many things that are, you know, contributing to autism, but none of them as severe and none of them as easy to remedy as vaccines. We could so easily change the vaccine schedule, which would have a massive effect on autism. That just broke this week. We just had a case where SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, suddenly won in vaccine court, a court where nobody can win, but the evidence was so damning of an 11-week-old baby given 10 vaccines, man, 10 freaking vaccines, all the aluminum, all the adjuvants, all the aborted DNA, all of the monkey kidney cells, all this witch's brew, you know, at 10 of them at one time, and dies like 5 hours later. They finally won in court, which means vaccines can and do cause SIDS. You and I have known that forever. And look at Florida. At the same time, Florida is now looking to pass a law that as soon as a baby dies of SIDS, the coroner and the doctors and everyone involved have got to report what was the last vaccination they had. Can you believe that's not happening
already?
And
let's explain. Australia decades ago found it was the shots. They put so many parents in prison. When they give the newborn or the eight-month-old, whatever, the shot, it dies that night. There's no evidence of harm, but they still blame them when they knew the whole time. Now that they have to report that, it's game over. So the momentum is totally turned. And I look at body language of Bill Gates and Fauci and Hotez and Borla and all of them. They look, from being totally arrogant, they look scared now. And that's good. They should be.
They should be scared. And they're starting to backtrack, right? They're trying to try to change the story that they've had going on here. And then, you know, we haven't even gotten into gain of function, what Rand Paul is doing. And here he's still hot on the trail, Tulsi Gabbard on, you know, Anthony Fauci. It's amazing when we still watch these videos of Anthony Fauci being paid by some set of morons that see this guy as a hero. We now recognize that this coronavirus escaped from a lab. And yet not a single mainstream news agency has asked the next obvious question. This is when you know you were living in a dystopian
nightmare.
Who
made it? And we knew you
and I
knew.
Who made it? And how do we know it was accidental?
Exactly. And so, but you and I knew back 5 years ago at the time, we already knew then it came out.
Correct.
Because Daszak went on TV 3 months before and said, we're mixing viruses. Then they got the head of Pfizer mRNA, James O'Keefe, saying, oh, we've made a bunch of new gain of function. We got them on the shelf for a business. We're going to release them. I mean, why that? Indict that son of a bitch.
Absolutely. These guys
are responsible.
I mean,
the footage, God's given us all the answers. People always say the devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. No, that's not true. I think it's the second biggest. It's that good doesn't exist. No, there are good people like Kennedy, you and I.
Yeah.
And we... All the black pillars that say, oh, it's not perfect, it's not happening fast enough. Compared to the last 30 years I've been involved in this, the decades you've been involved,
yeah.
Are we not moving at light speed compared?
I mean, dude, I imagine Bobby. It's like I threw him over a castle wall. I'm hearing shouts and screams. He's surrounded by vampires. Man, why is it taking so long in there, Bobby? You know?
And meanwhile, we pick up with a pair, but there's like 100 dead vampires.
Exactly.
He's about 100 more coming at him, though.
Exactly right.
Well, I mean, I follow it every day, so I see what he's getting done. He's gotten more done than I thought he'd do in 4 years. And then that's just in actual action and policy. In the information war, we are beating the living snot out of them.
Beating them to death, man, because, look, and I've said it from the beginning. People say, how are you so courageous, Del? Like, you know, how are you standing your ground the way that you are? And I've always said it, you know, I'm just a journalist, man. I'm not a doctor. I have no medical degree that gets pointed out by every
attack. But you get to talk to all the scientists all day.
But as soon as I got this hand, as soon as I did the investigation behind Vax, the movie that I made that took me out of CBS to make a documentary, I'm looking down at a royal flush, man. I don't care if Phil Ivey's across from me. I don't care if the Prince of Saudi Arabia's putting gold in the middle. At the end, we're going to lay down these cards, and I have a damn royal flush. I know it wins. I don't care who
you
are.
And you've been saying that for 20 years.
I've been saying that for 20 years. Here we are. Here we are.
Hey, great job.
Standing up.
Let's come back.
All right.
What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is 3 times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the methylene blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus. It is so amazing. And it works with methylene blue, and it works without it. And unlike ultra methylene blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with ultramethylene blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into methylene blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. Or your mind.
Well, I've been interviewing Del Bigtree. It's got to be at least 20 years. And here he is, this big national TV producer. He's seeing all this. It was starting to come out then. And then it all gets shut down. So he just, boom, leaves and goes and does this. And people say, why is he so excited? Why does he have so much energy? Why do I have? People all the time say, are you on cocaine? No, I'm actually an alcohol guy. And that's why I've stopped that, because I'm so hyped up. I've got to, you know, get myself settle down. When you know they're killing people, and you've got friends and family and neighbors with these totally brain-damaged children, and you see how sick the kids look in public, you see the numbers, and you see it being covered up, it's normal instinct to get upset and motivated and do something. That's how our ancestors were. And so America and the West has been asleep for decades. The awakening has really accelerated the last 5, 6, 7 years. Now it's going into just warp speed, but a good warp speed, not a bad warp speed. And the bad guys, though, have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. So, Del Bigtree, you've got this new bombshell film, An Inconvenient Study. We can give people the websites. They can go there and see the full trailer.
Free. No, they can see the whole movie, man. It's free. Give it to everyone you know. My nonprofit has already raised the funds to pay for it.
So it's out now.
It's out there. We're passing 25 million views right now, on our way to 100. I hope a billion people watch this.
So where's the best place to find it?
AnInconvenientStudy.com. It's sitting right there. You can watch the trailer. You can watch the film.
And then share it with your email list, text message.
Share it with everybody. You can download it if you got to.
Remember, listeners, you're informed. Yeah. You're already, you know, you'll learn from the film. But yeah. but I knew it was coming out. I know it was already out. I know you're putting out for free. Congratulations on all your work. But the big equation is you. You decide if we continue to win the war. Share this movie.
Yeah. So this is a huge story for those of you that have been looking at medical freedom for a long time. What you'll recognize is we've been asking for one thing. If vaccines are so great, why won't you just do a comparative study comparing the vaccinated to the unvaccinated? And then just look at the health outcomes. Who has more cancer? Who has more diabetes? Who has more lupus? Who has more multiple sclerosis? Who has more asthma that our kids are suffering from in incredible numbers? Who has more eczema and psoriasis and all the skin issues? Who has all the gut disease, the lupus, you know, the Crohn's disease, all of these issues? You know, who has more of it? Just look at these two groups and compare them. We've been asking for the CDC to do it forever. We've been asking NHS in England. So it just so happens, Alex, I was touring with Vax, the documentary that threw me in the middle of this vaccine, you know, debate. And we were pulling up through Michigan. We've been on tour for a couple months. And someone called me and they said, Dell, you know, I know the head of infectious disease at Henry Ford Health, Dr. Mark Zervos. Would you like to meet him? I said, well, of course, that'd be amazing. Henry Ford Health, by the way, is one of our biggest research institutes in the world, right up there with Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic. And so I went to dinner and I sat down with this scientist named Dr. Marcus Zervos back in 2016. The first thing he said to me is, Dell, you know, I watched your film. It's very compelling. I want you to know I'm pro-vax, very pro-vaccine. I'm the reason they have a mandated vaccine program for everyone that works at Henry Ford Health. But, you know, there's something that I've been watching online. I looked you up and I see you making these videos on YouTube and you're saying something that I really found disturbing. You've been saying that they've never done the proper science to prove that vaccines are safe. And I took issue with that. And so I sit on the biggest databases in the world and I went and looked through all of our information so that I could bring it back to you. And he said to me, he looked me right in the eyes, and I am shocked that I have to sit across from you and tell you you're right. He's like, I did not know. We have never done a placebo trial. There is no safety trial for any of the childhood vaccines we've given our kids. His words, not mine. And then he said to me, but Dell, look, to be clear, that doesn't mean vaccines aren't safe. It just means we can't say that they're safe. And I said, hey, Dr. Zervos, that's all I've ever said is you can't say they're safe. That's it. He's like, no, I've been watching. You've been very careful. Anyway, he said to me, I don't know what I can do for you. Obviously, I'm pro-vaccine. I said, well, hold on a second. You do studies, right? You do, you know, he was, by the way, he was just at that moment getting through the Flint, Michigan water crisis. He was one of the central doctors and scientists that tested the water, found that there was lead in it. There were Legionnaires' disease. He was testing the people in the poor neighborhoods that were being poisoned by the health department that had rerouted the wrong water and pipes. And he stood up against the health department. It's like, this is a good guy. This is a guy that stood up for people against his own health
department.
But because
he'd been sucked in, he was projecting his own goodness.
So then I said to him, all right, look, if you think vaccines are so great, prove it. Why don't you do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated comparative study? And you know, and he very quickly said, I'll do that study. I mean, I was shocked, Alex. I was like, holy cow, what? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. He hasn't seen the other studies like this that have been done. I said, hey, look, and I was honest with him. I said, look, Dr. Zervos, if you're going to do that work, if you're going to compare vaccinated to unvaccinated, if this turns out the way I think that it could destroy your career. I mean, it's been really difficult for scientists and doctors that even ventured into questioning vaccines. And he said to me, Dell, I'm a scientist. I follow the data where it leads me. And that has always been my North Star. And besides, I'm about to retire. I'm, you know, at retirement age anyway. And I was like, well, then let's do this. So I left that dinner. It was 2016. I kind of called him every couple months. Hey, how's it going? Dr. Zervos, you doing the study? By 2018, he hadn't done it. And so I grabbed my attorney, Aaron Seary. Aaron Seary was at does all of our lawsuits that we've won against the government, FDA, CDC, HHS, NIH. And I said, Aaron, I got this scientist at Henry Ford that says he'll do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, but I can't get him to do it. He says, call him up, see if he'll take a meeting. We flew into Detroit. We sat with him and said, hey, this is your opportunity to end the civil war that's happening across America and the world. Our vaccines making us healthier. You have all these anti-vaxxers. Trust in the CDC is plummeting as we speak. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is out there. If you want an answer, this is the way to do it. Prove us wrong. And he said, you know what? You're right. This is an important study. I'll do the study. And we said only one rule. Only one rule. Whatever the results are, you publish them. He says, I've already said that. I follow the science where it goes. I will publish it. That was a risk to us, by the way. This guy could not like get.
And so tell him what happened.
He does the study. It's finished in 2020. And suddenly he won't publish it. I get a call from my lawyers. Like, they've done the study. Zervos has done it. He's refusing to publish it. I said, what? He promised us he would publish it. I call him. Why are you not publishing? He's like, Dell, this will destroy my career. I was like, I already warned you that you said that wasn't a problem. He's like, I just didn't realize it was going to be this, but he wouldn't tell me what. And so I kept saying, come on, you've got to publish it. I spent like a year or two. By 2022, I'd had enough. And I decided, I guess I reached down, channeled my inner James O'Keefe. And I said, I got to get the truth here. So
he wouldn't record it.
I called him up. I said, let's get dinner. I flew into Detroit. He agreed to have dinner. I wore cameras, recording equipment. And I asked him simple questions. Why aren't you putting this study out?
And we're going to show some of that. But just to be clear, yeah. The giant hoax for my whole life is safe and effective. They're all tested. It's all great. And it's all a lie. That's why the COVID shots was a blank piece of paper when you got the drug insert.
That's exactly
right.
It's a
hoax. It's a lie.
It's a
lie. Then we have the CDC board and all the videos going, we don't know what it does. We just give it to the public to see.
It's really amazing that we have been injecting not just one of these or two of these or 10 of these or 20 of these or 30 or 50, 72 vaccines injected into our kids, and to find out they never did a safety study. They've never cared. And what you, in the film, we lay out all of this. We lay out the evidence that they've never done a placebo study. But even worse, now that you have millions of people lining up claiming my child was paralyzed after your vaccine. My child has autism after your vaccine. My child has Tourette's. They have seizures. They died after the vaccine. Like we just found out with this baby, they keep saying, well, we don't have any science that's been done that shows that connection. Because you refuse to do the science. And when we ask them now, will you do a study to test to see if these vaccines are causing these injuries? Whether it's one vaccine or maybe it's the fact that you
and now and now Kennedy's ordered it.
He's ordered it.
And then he goes on vacation and they try to reverse the orders. I mean, it's been total sabotage.
It's been total sabotage, but these studies have never been done. You know what they'll say? It's unethical to do a safety study now. So we never did it to begin with. And now that you want it, ha ha, joke's on you. It's unethical for us to do this because it's like the Tuskegee experiment. We can't deny children access to this vaccine to put them in a placebo group. And so we've been like hogtied trying to get to the bottom of this conversation. Like our kids are getting sicker and sicker. They are collapsing. Their health is being destroyed. One in two is a chronic disease they're going to have the rest of their lives. And you can't prove it's not vaccines, but you'll say, hey, you don't have the science to prove it. And that's why this study is so important. There's only
one study
left.
Let's talk about this new study.
There's only one study left, a retrospective look at children who have already made this decision.
And there's a bunch of these, but 107 studies linked vaccines to autism.
That's the one that
other brain disorders, McCullough Foundation.
Yep.
So tell us about this.
So that's McCullough's study. That just came out this week. This is a study where they looked at they sat with a team. I mean, it's a huge team, including, by the way, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. You know, good on him, is listed as one of the scientists working with McCullough on that study. They looked at every study around the world that's ever looked for the cause of autism. And they brought them all together and found all the different environmental tests, Tylenol's in there, all these issues, vaccinations. And what they discovered was over 100 studies that all linked vaccines and autism. We're told that study, that's never existed, that science doesn't exist, you know, yada, yada, yada. And what McAuliffe, and he just said it on my show at the High Wire just yesterday, he said, I am now the most esteemed published scientist to ever look at this issue on vaccines and autism. And I am telling you that there is a known connection. The science proves it out. And no one, he said, can refute this study that we've just put out. It's going viral all over, you know, the internet. It lays out all the different issues. There's plenty of different reasons. Like if you're older and you're a parent, it creates a susceptibility, you know, it, like if you have toxic water or food, or if, you know, you have a low birth
weight. So it's a cocktail of things.
It's a cocktail of things, but he's saying the number one most obvious connection
that pushes it over, a toxic environment pushes it over the top. Yeah. And we're just talking about autism here, but we know the swine flu killed a bunch of people vaccine.
Yeah.
We know that the polio shot caused a bunch of cancer, they admit. So there's been tons of studies and admissions that, okay, these shots hurt people, kill people. It's the specific on autism because it's such a wide spectrum of poisoning that they can hide behind that.
Absolutely. Think about this. In vaccine court, you can get paid out. You can say, my child had encephalitis. Brain swelled in their head after vaccine, which is how this is case just won. Brain swelled, killed my baby. Or brain swelled, and then when the swelling went down, they had all sorts of side effects. Now they have seizures ever since. Now they, you know, they're vomiting all the time, or they can't eat food, or they've got speech delays, all these issues. And the vaccine court will say, yes, All of that is true. That can happen from the vaccine. But if you add on one element of autism and on top of the seizures, on top of the speech delays, they have a repetitive motion disorder, which is autism. They said impossible, not allowed in this courtroom. What are you talking about?
We've also seen nurses all over the country. You know, I've had four children, and so I've been in these hospitals even 20-something years ago. I mean, I've got a 23-year-old down to an 8-year-old. You have the head nurses come over and say, listen, we're over here in the preemie area. We're ordered by the bioethics hospital, give them all the shots. We just lie because we literally see when we give them the shots, a lot of them literally start having, you know, going into comas, going into convulsions.
Yes.
And then these preemies, we're killing the preemies with this.
Yeah.
And they can see it anecdotally. They give them the shots. They get sick. They die right in front of them.
And then the sick ones, you hear these stories that, like, just like that. You also hear the ones in the ICUs where they're going to vaccinate a preemie because they have to. It's day one. And they go get the crash cart. And they're all giggling. Here comes another one. And they know the second
exactly.
They vaccinate that baby, it's fighting for its life. They're bringing it in paddles. And they're trying to bring it back to life. What the hell are
you
doing?
And I had nurses tell me this 23 years ago when Rex was born. And I would talk to ones after that. They would say the same thing. But now we have the eyewitnesses come out and say, no. We literally get the defibrillators ready. I mean,
it's sick. It's really demented. And I'm calling it, it's not science. It really is not science.
It's what human sacrifice.
It is. It's a cult. I used to say it's a religion. I don't want to do that to religions. This is a cult. This is a cult that has got all sorts of sick rituals to it. Especially, like, let's talk about hepatitis B, can we, for a second?
Whatever you want.
Because to me, that is the beginning of this disgusting cult, and I want everyone. And by the way, this is finally on the chopping block. I think it's going to be the first vaccine that may just get removed from the schedule altogether. The ACIP committee is looking at it. But think about this, you know, and I do talks about this. We're born, you know, when we read our Bible, it says you are created in the image and likeness of God. You are born perfect. And then God, you know, in this story, Adam and Eve, he says, Adam, Eve, I've given you everything. It's perfect. You've got all the greatest food and the water, clear air, water, all of it. You know, only one rule, man. Only one rule, you two. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, lest you shall surely die. Right? We've all read it. Every religion in the world knows this story. And so then what happens? You know, God leaves. God leaves Adam and Eve all alone, walks away for a little bit, comes back, and he's looking for them. And suddenly they peek out from behind some trees and they're wearing masks. And he's like, what the hell are you doing wearing masks? Why are you covering yourself up? Who told you you couldn't breathe my air? Who told you you were naked? Who told you you weren't perfect? And then when I do this talk, I show the little tree with the snake, and then I flip that slide, and you see pharmakia. You see the snake that we're all bowed down to. I'm telling you, man, this is a
and
cult.
It's the double helix. It's the DNA.
It is. And here is the cult, and here's how sick it is. It has a new original sin. It has its own original sin. See, in this cult, your original
sin is... You have to take their poison.
You are born toxic to everyone around you. You're not born in the image and likeness of any god.
You're the opposite. You're dirty. Opposite. You're bad.
You're dirty. You're bad. You are bad.
It's true. You're so fallen. Bad.
That's it. You are not allowed to leave our hospital. You are not allowed to leave our temple.
Teaching us we're fallen.
You cannot leave our temple until we do what? On day one. Hello, welcome to the world. Here comes your first breath, and here comes your first sexually transmitted disease, hepatitis B. A sexually transmitted disease that this child will most likely never come in contact with. If they are, they're sharing heroin needles, and they're sleeping with prostitutes. That's who this vaccine was made for. This is how this sickness starts, and every doctor is doing it. Every doctor is in on it, injecting our precious baby right after their first breath with a sexually transmitted disease and filled with so much aluminum, but a disease they will not come in contact with.
Cancer viruses.
It's,
I mean, all
it's
this stuff grown frosty. On hamster ovaries. And
then you look up, if you just type in FDA licensed vaccines, which I'm telling every one of you out there, you don't have to be blind. The FDA is forced to publish all the warning labels that you never see. It's on the website. Just look up FDA licensed vaccines and look up Recombivax HB. It's one of the hepatitis B vaccines we give on day one of life. And then just scroll down. I always say go to section 6.1. When you go to section 6.1, this is the trial they relied upon to establish that this product was safe. And what you will read is 147 children between the ages of 0 and 10 years old were in this study. 147 total kids. In the entire study on hepatitis B, and they were injected and they were followed for 5 days. 5 days. Not 5 years like Grandpa's Viagra, you know, not 5 months, not 5 weeks, 5 days, no placebo group. So if any baby in that group or any child died on day six, didn't happen. We didn't see it in our study. The science has never shown us that correlation. If your child gets autism 2 years later, certainly didn't see it because we didn't see it during the whole
But we just caught Pfizer taking people they killed in their later trials once it rolled out. So they also cheat the studies.
They cheat the studies, and let's be honest, when it says 0 to 10 years old, it's given to a day one old baby. Even if you're a preemie and you only weigh 3 pounds, you're getting this vaccine. How many preemies do you think were in that study? None. How many one-day old babies were in the 147 children? I'm going to guess probably most of them were about this tall and 10 years old.
But notice going back decades, they want 5-day and 20-day and 30-day. Because they know in all the other drug studies, it's a year, 5 years, 10. No. Now it's super short. I mean, it's built in. They know.
It's built in. They protect it by never studying it. No placebo group, a couple of days. And so what we have is a cult. We don't have science. I'm telling you, if you are pro-vaccine, you are anti-science. That is the fact
but
now.
You know,
they have no science to show you. They're doing no science. They don't care about your kids. And all you have is a bravado by some sort of clergy of some dark, sick cult that is injecting your kids with. I mean, think about it. You know, Gavin DeBecker, he has a great line in his new book. He says it's like Macbeth. You know, it's eye of newt and toe of frog and hair of bat and tongue of dog. Like, you're like three witches with one eyes around a cauldron. What do you think is in the vaccine? Aborted DNA of babies. I've got videos of Stanley Plotkin admitting to chopping up tongues and eyeballs and ears and hearts of a three-month-old, not just one, 76 of them in one study. This is the head of our vaccine program.
And what's crazy
chopping
is...
chopping up babies.
Or it's the eternal cell line of Henrietta Lacks.
Right. Or cancer cell lines that last forever. Chopped up, growing our viruses and our bacteria. And then you've got, you know, monkey kidney cells and hamster cells and worm cells and mercury and formaldehyde and polysorbate 80. I mean, this is Macbeth. I mean, like Shakespeare never thought of something so disgusting.
It literally is a cauldron.
It's crazy.
And then I have countless studies and clips where they admit, we never studied this. We don't know what it does. We don't know how it works.
That's it.
It's literally a witch cult.
It is. It is. I think that's what is being revealed. And all they do is scream louder and louder. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. Andy Wakefield was like, and it's amazing, Alex. This is how easy this is getting.
I was doing the same thing. When you get targeted, they create something you didn't do, run it tens of thousands of times, and it becomes that. Wakefield was a hero. He's been proven right. Tried to destroy him, got vindicated. The study they put out against him, they now admit it was fake. But that's what they do.
Yeah.
And they go back 25 years. Andy Wakefield. Vaccines are totally safe.
Right. So ultimately, we're in a totally different space now. Now they are unable to produce science. Bobby Kennedy's been saying it. I've been saying it. You've been saying it. No placebo trials. They'll scream, that's a lie. The experts say, and I say it to every time, New York Times, Washington Post, any one of these reporters walks up to me. I know him by name now. I said, geez, I'm impressed with how stalwart you are on this, because you're a reporter. You know I've been calling it out. You know I keep saying there's no placebo trials, and you keep coming back and telling me what Paul Offit said or Stanley Plotkin or Anthony, you know, Fauci, and you have never been able to produce
a placebo trial. It's like the transgender thing, though.
But you can't give me a trial.
Well, Bill Nye.
Show it to me.
Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye will not say X and Y chromosomes exist.
Unbelievable.
They ask Supreme Court justice nominees, what's a woman? They can't tell them an adult human female mammal. This is a cult, and all they do is say no. It's the same thing.
The same thing, and this is where we're at. We have to realize now. In many ways, we've been kowtowing and say, "Well, I have a deep faith. I'm a Christian, and there is science and religion and science shouldn't really mix." But we've been lied to. It's not science. They don't have science. They have no evidence.
Well, and Fauci said, "I am science."
At the same time, admitting
science later, is questioning.
And then admitting later, 6-foot distancing rule. Yeah, we just made that up. Oh, so science is just something you're allowed to make up. And if you're big enough, you're wearing a lab coat. I just bow down to it. I don't ask you any questions. And let's all just move on. Just inject my kids as many times as you want. Lock me in my house. Shut down my schools. Shut down my churches. Keep up the strip clubs. Make sure they're still open.
Let me ask you this.
Back and took it, Alex. We all, as Americans, took this.
Well, they admitted, Dale Bigtree, that, as you know, that this was all a test. The UN had their whole Disease X plan for control. It's completely blown up in their face. I mean, how devastated are they right now?
They are devastated because no matter where they turn, first of all, they didn't win the election. They had a 24-hour-a-day news cycle on every single major network saying that Trump was bad, Bobby's bad, these are crazy people. And for the first time ever, none of those networks had any power over us. Instead, we went out and voted, and we got Donald Trump, and we got Robert Kennedy Jr. We got Robert Kennedy Jr. saying, I'm going to get rid of all the corruption. I'm going to take a look at the vaccine program. We got that because the people are waking up, and we had social media, and we had new voices, real voices, telling the truth. So mainstream media lost, and mainstream media is what pharma owned. That was their bullhorn, and we proved it's not strong enough anymore.
Well, that's right, and it hasn't been for over a decade, but now the final illusion's gone, so now they're cutting so much of the funding of the corporate media.
That's it. Well, and look what Bobby just did. Another, I mean, huge thing that Bobby and Trump just did. We've been asking for removing direct-to-consumer marketing.
Yes.
This idea that a pharmaceutical ad can run, and you run out and ask for something you can't buy in a store. We're one of only two countries that could do it, New Zealand and America, where they could advertise you drugs with these little, you know, side effects and stuff. And then by doing that, they're buying 60% of the ad revenue, which means they are the boss that your news anchor, your news agency,
they bought off a medium.
For the pharmaceutical industry. Well, what did Trump do? What did Bobby do? And this was cool because I got to talk with Bobby a lot. We were talking to lawyers as we were getting closer and closer into the election. And we realized you can't just get rid of direct consumer marketing because you're going to have a First Amendment right. You can't say Coca-Cola is allowed to advertise on TV, but Pfizer can't. It would have lost the Supreme Court. But Bobby and the lawyers, and we all sat around, and Donald Trump, and they said, well, hold on a second. But we can pass a law that says that you have to list every single side effect that we know your product causes in your commercial, which means that commercial is going to have to be about 2 minutes long, and it's going to be nothing but darkness and evil and sickness and horror. And now see if you can sell that product. That is what's going on. And by the way, they've been reticent to change it.
Stop right there. Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me explain something. And as soon as Kennedy said, okay, we can't do the full ban, we'll do this. Oh, he's a traitor. No, he's moving the ball as far as he can.
As far as you can legally. And by the way, we got to be careful, man. We got to be careful that we don't destroy our own First Amendment rights because it's a knee-jerk reaction.
I agree. Stay right there. Do some more. We do 10 hours with you.
Yeah, man.
And we've got the founder of Wikipedia come on about censorship, but this, I've never seen. You're always excited.
I'm excited, man.
This guy has more energy than I do. That's saying a lot. But I love it. See, I'm relaxed while he's on because I'm like, God, he's got it. Because people should be pissed off about this. But I'm talking about Ultra Methylene Blue. We've got the best, theoxygenstore.com, 25% off store-wide right now. We have the Ultra Methylene Red exclusively. But you notice Kennedy's taking it. It's amazing. We've got the best, and it funds this operation. There's so much good stuff that nature is able to give us. They take compounds from nature and make this, and it's really helped me. It's helped so many others, and it's so good for you. And obviously, RFK Jr. takes it, and we've got the very strongest out there in the new Ultramethylene Red, thealexshowstore.com, and that funds this operation. We can get the truth out and warn the public. So thank you for your support. Thanks for helping save so many lives. Thealexshowstore.com. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus. It is so amazing. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. And just like you said, Alex, we have suppliers that we work with, manufacturers that we work with in Florida, Utah, Arizona, and other places. We reached out to all of them and we asked them for a formula that would super enhance the effects of Methylene Blue, but also work as a standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement.
That man, the back computer picked up a transmission from Alex Jones, and he's holding some kind of red serum.
Indeed, that appears to be Ultra Methylene Red, a powerful supplement, perhaps too powerful if it were to fall into criminal hands.
Holy neurotransmitters, Batman. What if the Riddler gets a hold of it? He could outthink us for once.
Precisely why we must act swiftly, old chum. To the Batmobile.
There he is, Batman.
What's red, bottled, and drive your brain batty with brilliance? Ultra Methylene Red, of course.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones